Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Well, great to have Becky Hillier in the house here with us in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, looking at the bright side of things, as always, every Freedom Friday. But she's going to be back with us in a couple more hours as well, because, boy, do we have a lineup for you later this morning. Becky, give us a preview of who you've got lined up for us, because we're gonna focus on Montana Rodeo and the Montana Rodeo greats, just some of them, of course, that are all going to be a part of Rodeo Billings coming back for outdoor rodeo for the first time in a long time.
Right. Well, yeah, we have Stoney Field, who's the general manager of Metro Park, and he's going to call in between 8:30 and 9, somewhere in there. And he's going to talk about Montana Fair, which kicks off today. A huge undertaking that event is, and it's 110 years old this year. So you can imagine the how hard it is sometimes to try to recreate the wheel, so to speak, with an event that is so well known and so well established. But they've got some neat things going on. And so Stoney's going to talk about that. And then also, of course, the new arena, which has just been completed on the grounds of Metro Park. So he's got some great things to add. David Allen, who's the general manager of the Nile, he will join us and talk about Rodeo Billings, of course.
And he was Dale Earnhardt's right-hand man. Folks might remember when we had him on the show, so he's always fun to talk to. And he had a vision for, we want to do big things and really make the Nile as big again as it needs to be. So that's exciting. Yeah, and then some of the others. Tell us about the others.
Yeah, well, then our stock contractor. We have two of the top stock contractors in professional rodeo today. J Bar J Pro Rodeo, which is out of Circle, Montana. Sparky Dreesen, he will be calling in around 9:10 this morning. And he is so passionate about these bucking horses that he has. And he could talk about them forever, but we'll give him a shorter time frame today. But he's so excited to be a part of Rodeo Billings, and he's been texting me videos, and he's been helping me with content for social media because he's just so excited to be here and so passionate about what he does. And then we have the legendary, living legend, the voice of pro rodeo, Bob Tallman. And if anybody has any cursory knowledge of rodeo, you know who Bob Tallman is. He needs really no introduction. He is a living legend, and he is going to be one of our announcers here at Rodeo Billings, which is a huge get for us. The reason we were able to get him is because, of course, he and David Allen are best buds. So Bob's going to come here and lend his talents to us at Rodeo Billings, and he's going to call in toward the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, around 9:20 or so. But he is colorful. He's a character, and we can't wait to have him join us. One of the most meaningful things he will do every night at Rodeo Billings is memorialize our late friend, Yellowstone County Commissioner John Osland. And so you can just imagine, in Bob's booming voice, it's almost like a church service when he talks, and he will memorialize Commissioner Osland every night in the arena at Rodeo Billings. And so that's going to be really special. So we'll hear more from Bob when he calls in, and then we can talk a little bit about some of the Montana Cowboys who are going to be here. Sam Peterson, this 21-year-old young gun from Helena, he's been rodeoing professionally for 3 years now. He hasn't qualified for the NFR yet, but he is in the top five right now. So if he can hold on to that for the next 6 weeks, he's going to qualify for the first time.
6 weeks, and we'll see him in Vegas.
Exactly.
Wow, very cool.
So he'll be here performing for Rodeo Billings, as well as a lot of other great cowboys.
I love hearing from the up-and-comers, too.
Oh, my gosh, like, so exciting.
I remember when we did our show from Cowboy Christmas, and we got to meet Sage Newman. He came down and joined us, and that was his first paycheck from the NFR ever.
Cut his first check.
And I got to be there to see him. It's so cool. All right, back after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with a mix of clouds and sun and a chance for some scattered showers and storms yet today. High temperature readings will range from around 71 in Bozeman to the upper 70s in Billings. For tonight, partly cloudy skies expected. Temperatures head back in the mid-40s in Bozeman, mid-50s in Billings. There was sunshine Saturday, mid-70s in Bozeman, 83 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. We recently talked about hot summers and the importance of staying hydrated. But there's a wearable hydration monitor that could help prevent heat stroke. Researchers at the University of Texas Austin developing a non-invasive device that continuously measures hydration levels in real time and then transmits that info wirelessly to a smartphone. Study leader Professor Nanshu Liu says dehydration is a silent threat that affects millions of people every day. And the monitor empowers individuals to take proactive steps to stay healthy and perform at their best. Fox News Digital says the sensors use a method called bioimpedance, which sends a small, safe electrical current through the body via strategically placed electrodes. But like always, the best way to stay hydrated, be sure to drink plenty of fluids, especially during those summer scorchers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now, this is really funny if you ask me. So, I haven't heard any complaints. All I've heard is the excitement. People are like, it's great to have outdoor rodeo back. I have personally just been amazed. When you think about when they said, we're bringing outdoor rodeo back. I told Becky and David, like David Allen, I said, I was like, you're going to build what by August?
Oh, we had it too. There's no way that's going to happen.
But, so I didn't know this. So, Becky, I think about, you know, when I was at, you know, think about our listeners right now. Think about the weather at a Bobcat football game.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the weather at a Grizz football game. Mm-hmm. I was there when the Montana Grizzlies beat the North Dakota State Bison in December to then go to the national championship. And my cousin Shad and I were way up in the nosebleeds. I mean, we could have just as easily sat on the M trail and watched the football game, but we were way up in the nosebleeds, and it was freezing cold.
Right.
Even a kid who grew up on the High Line was like, okay, yeah, this
and
is
you're
cold.
As hardy as they come.
So it's like, no cover if it rains or if it snows or if it's 40 below or whatever when you go to watch a Cat or a Grizz mm-hmm. football game. But all of a sudden, apparently, there's some people like, what happens if it rains at the rodeo?
Right.
Do you people, like, come from rodeo country? I think we'll be fine, you know?
Well, you know, this is how rodeo originated outdoors on the ranch. And there were no nice bleachers that were set in concrete footings for people to sit in.
Probably no fences, even.
No. They might have sat on fence posts, if there were some. But they sat their butts in the dusty dirt, and they watched, and they had a great time. And this is how rodeo in the summer in Montana is meant to be experienced and enjoyed. The sights, the sounds, the smell, the roar, the crowd, everything outside. This great sense of community, this festive atmosphere. But Lord forbid, there'll be one little drop of rain that might drop on your head. And then the whole thing is a bust.
Yeah. I was telling Becky, I passed Livingston. We were driving through Livingston. You know, of course, that rodeo sells out, right? But, you know, they had a monsoon thunderstorm mm-hmm. come through the night of the Livingston rodeo. And you know what? People stayed, and they still had a rodeo.
And they still had a great time.
Somehow they had a great time. Sometimes you have an even better time after something crazy like that. But.
Right. And, you know, I was talking to Jen Jacobson at KGHL, and she said, we were talking about this very issue. She recently took her son down to Red Rocks to watch a concert.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of a bucket list trip for the both of them. Mm-hmm. Made great memories, had a wonderful time together. She said it rained like crazy during the whole concert. And she said, we were drenched, drowned rats. We looked around. Everybody was smiling, singing along. They didn't care. That's at the Red Rocks Amphitheater, which is one of the most amazing venues for concerts and events in our country. It rains. There is no cover there. And people still go and enjoy the entertainment, enjoy each other, enjoy the camaraderie. They don't let a little rain stop them. And so I just think people saying that, it's like, yeah, it might rain, but it might not. The views from up there are beautiful. I have sat up there so many nights in the last couple of months at 7 p.m., which is the kickoff of the rodeo. Another misconception. People have it in their heads. The rodeo is taking place at high noon or
in
1
the
o'clock.
Heat of the sun,
right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to a rodeo at noon in that arena, I'm telling you, but it's at 7 p.m. The 7 p.m. start time. It's beautiful. The bleachers face east. The sun sets behind the bleachers in the west. It is a beautiful evening. Mm. So I think about this, and for people who love sports like I do, they're not going to let a little rain keep them away from a football game, high school or college. Those are all played outside.
What's
here.
That country song? Rain is a good thing.
Well, rain
rain
is a good
makes
thing.
Corn. Corn makes whiskey.
Exactly.
Whiskey makes my baby. You know how it finishes there. what if it rains at the rodeo? I mean, but this is kind of the look at the bright side. I like that you're making this the look at the bright side moment, because there's so many people that want to take everything and make everything a negative thing. And they pride themselves on just complaining about everything.
Right. And I think we give so much air in the room to those who are speaking the loudest and the boldest, but have never sat at the tables where these discussions have been made. They don't know what the future of that arena is. This is phase one of that arena. It will be improved. There will be additional enhancements. Stoney and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but this is a proof of concept. We have a very respectable, legitimate arena, another entertainment venue in Billings, which they can now start booking events in, get some revenue, and then do some feasibility studies and look at enhancing that and adding things like a cover or additional stands to it.
Could they do Indian Relay again? Is it set up for that? Because that would be a ton of fun.
I can't answer that.
Okay, that'd be a ton of fun.
But I do know that the venue is such a blessing to this community. And I hear people complain about there's never enough to do in Billings. There's, you know, never enough entertainment options. We don't get great acts in here. We don't have this, that. Okay, well, so we build something. The Metro builds something that really is a blessing for Billings and Yellowstone County, and people still find fault in it.
Zach Topp is performing later this fall in Missoula and in Billings. I'm so lucky. We got tickets to go. Speaking of big acts, are you familiar with Fluffy, the comedian?
Yes.
Gabriel Iglesias. Yeah. Love that guy. He's hilarious. So I'm so excited to see Fluffy tomorrow night. So, yeah, big acts. There you go there. But, yeah, to your point, though, about look at how rodeo started. I know when I did my show from the 100th, I think it was Wolf Point Wild Horse Stampede. How did the Wild Horse Stampede start? Well, a bunch of cowboys and Indians said, hey, why don't we get together and have some fun? Why don't we play some games? Why don't we, you know, why don't we use our horses? Why don't we use some of these cows? And why don't we just have some fun? And it started in the streets with a bunch of cowboys and Indians that just wanted to have some fun and have a good time.
Right. And now...
But what if it rains?
What if it rains? And think about it, Aaron, like you were talking about high school, college football. The stands are always full. The beginning of football season, it's scorchingly hot, you know, rain. By the end, it's 35 below and blizzarding, and people still get their butts in the seats and enjoy it. They plan ahead. They have a great time. Rodeo is no different. There is a double standard, and there shouldn't be.
And some woke newcomer is amazed. Cowboys and Indians got along? Yeah. Greatly.
Yeah.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Another bombshell story. Attorney General Pam Bondi ordering a grand jury investigation into the events of 2016, 10 years ago, and whether or not President Obama, his top aides, were targeting candidate Trump. He won that election, by the way. And David Splunt of Fox was the first to report this. It could lead to something or nothing. In Obama's case, he has immunity for any official actions. There was a lot of focus on President Trump getting that Supreme Court ruling. At the same time, it affects former presidents as well. Meanwhile, I don't understand why people aren't focusing on Special Counsel John Durham from the first term, who looked at all this and saw no reason to bring any charges. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Man, this was crazy. So Justin Bieber, the pop music star, showed up at a legendary burger joint in Great Falls, the Roadhouse Diner, and somebody paid $300 to buy the seat cushion that he sat on. We got a great phone call from Danica, one of the waitresses at the diner, on Thursday's Montana Talks. Coming up on Friday, we got another great show for you. Sparky Dreesen, Bob Tomlin, and more, talking rodeo in Montana. Friday's Montana Talks right here.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
India's GDP may drop by 1% after President Trump announced new tariffs on Indian goods, reportedly in response to India buying Russian oil. The tariffs, effective in 21 days, could double some duties to 50%. Bloomberg estimates India's exports to the U.S. may fall by 60%. The Delhi condemned the move as unjustified, arguing it's being unfairly singled out compared to other nations also importing Russian oil. In other news, while the original Make America Healthy Again Commission report said glyphosate and other pesticides may have a negative impact on children's health, the upcoming report will be different. It's rumored the next MAHA Commission report will respect the regulatory framework that found glyphosate to be a safe product to use. Those words came from a high-ranking Environmental Protection Agency official at the American Sugar Alliance's International Sweetener Symposium. Nancy Beck, a deputy administrator for the EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Protection, says it's important to remember that EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins are members of the MAHA Commission. Beck, who has a lot of experience in government and the private sector, told the American Sugar Alliance that she couldn't share the contents of the report, which is expected to be released soon, but added that, quote, "We do know that pesticides are vital tools for farmers," end quote. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, Becky Hillier, I mentioned that we have some very special guests. You talked about them coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. We also have a very special guest with us on the phone lines right now. Before we get to her, you mentioned this, and this is so fitting that at Rodeo Billings, there will be a tribute, a well-deserved tribute to the late, great Yellowstone County Commissioner John Auslin. He loved the agriculture community. He always made sure to look out for them. And, you know, when those grandstands were old and tattered and needed to be torn down, and then they were torn down, there were a lot of people who thought they would never get rebuilt ever again, and we would lose that slice of Americana. With John Auslin at the helm, we knew it would get rebuilt, and rodeo and agriculture would be a part of the future of Yellowstone County.
Absolutely, yeah. The consensus is that without John, without his passion for the project and agriculture and the Western way of life as a whole, this new arena never would have been built. We wouldn't be sitting where we are today talking about the return of outdoor rodeo to Billings. And so, yeah, we owe John an awful lot. He is the biggest champion for this new arena, and it seemed appropriate. Really, the only thing to do was to dedicate Rodeo Billings 2025 to John Auslin because of his efforts. And I remember thinking while the arena was being built just how cool it was going to be for him to be there to see this project through to completion, and just how proud he would be that this was created for the community that he loved so much. I mean, he was a public servant for more than 20 years and served with passion and
just
care
as a
for
county
everybody.
Commissioner alone, let
as
alone,
a county commissioner,
you know,
yeah.
Working for the county road crews,
yeah.
And so much more. Yeah.
Such humble beginnings, but, you know, it's such a great man, strong leadership and willing to make those tough decisions.
Well, and such an honor now to welcome Christy Auslin to the show, the wife of the late Yellowstone County Commissioner John Auslin. Christy, for those who've never heard, has such a beautiful voice. If you're there when she sings the national anthem, you'd be hard-pressed to find a dry eye in the house. Christy, how are you doing? And it's such an honor to have you on this show. We've all been thinking of you.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Aaron, and hi, Miss Becky. It's wonderful to be on with you guys. I'm not going to lie. It's probably been the roughest 7 weeks of my life, but, you know, John has had so many, many, many people reaching out to me. I mean, he surrounded himself with so many beautiful people that that part has really been a blessing.
What does it mean for you and for the family to have John recognized, and really your family recognized at the upcoming, you know, rodeo Billings and the fair?
Oh, well, when David called me and told me that this is what they'd like to do, it, you know, obviously made me cry. And when I let all of his family know, they were all like, well, we want to be there and absolutely see that. It's very fitting, and it's an honor. And, you know, he was a great man, and he loved Yellowstone County. He loved the fair time, and it's a fitting tribute for him.
One of the photos that stood out during his memorial service was the one of him lifting that flag off the ground after the Father's Day tornado hit the roof of the Metra, and just the theme of, you know what, he could have run for higher office or gone here or gone there. He could have done anything in life. He was that talented and that charismatic, but he planted a flag here, and he was going to raise that flag here, and it's a good message for all of us.
Absolutely. He, you know, I remember that day very well. We were together, and we were there right after it happened, and you know, John's very, very patriotic and loved, like I said, loved Yellowstone County, and this is where he wanted to be. He didn't want to go to higher office. He just wanted to make this area a better place. So I'm very, very, I miss him so much, and, you know, just very honored that you guys would all think of him like this.
Becky, you had a line on the show one time that ended up getting quoted in that memorial service about how, you know, in life, don't leave a scar, leave a mark. And you, I think you mentioned how it was Yellowstone County Commissioner John Austin who did just that. He left a mark.
Yeah, because you and I were talking about it. I think it was a couple days after the crash happened. And so I said, you know, I think the message for everybody in Yellowstone County and everybody in general is be the kind of person who leaves a mark, not a scar. That's exactly what John did. He left his mark on Yellowstone County and beyond. I mean, highly respected all throughout the state and in county government, you know, nationwide. But he left a mark. He cared about people. He cared about this county. He just had this quiet strength, but you knew it was there. And he was not afraid to make tough decisions that the public didn't agree with. They weren't privy to all of the discussions and information that he had to make these decisions, but he did it because he knew in his heart that it was in the best interest of the people he loved and the county he loved. And we need more leaders like John, and he definitely left a mark, not a scar. And Christy, I just want to say hi. I haven't seen you in a long time, and my heart has been hurting for you because I know how close you and John were. We saw you everywhere together, and I know that you're missing him, but I hope that you are buoyed by the support of people and the stories from people who John touched over the years.
Yeah, and hold that thought. Christy Austin, we'll come back to you here. We have the Fox News update. I would skip it all together, but we had some technical thing where I tried to skip the news update so we could keep the conversation going, and ended up running in the background anyway. So bear with us here, and we'll be back with Christy Austin and, of course, Becky Hillier as well here in 60 seconds after this Fox News update. Let's see, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk baseball with the American Legion baseball tournament underway right now. Got some great guests that are going to join us in studio. But yeah, what an honor to have Christy Austin with us on the phone lines here this morning. Of course, the fair kicks off at the Metro Park at Montana Fair kicks off today. Christy, you know, Becky was talking about, you know, how, look, you got to tackle some tough issues, and they can be contentious, and nobody's ever going to agree on anything. You know, John is as likable and as charismatic as he is. He still had to be the tough guy and make some tough decisions. But without that tough guy, tough decision making and those rosy red cheeks to smooth it over, we probably wouldn't have these outdoor grandstands yet. And a lot of that stuff might be up in the air.
You know what? Absolutely. And that is one thing about John, is you knew, I mean, you might not have agreed with him, but by the time you were done with the conversation, you were like, oh yeah, you know, I see your point of view, you know, and he wasn't afraid to let you know how he felt. And John, I think more than anything, he governed, or whatever you want to say, with common sense. I mean, it was just more, you know, this is the right thing to do, and this is how we should do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and Becky, coming up at the fair, I know they're going to be looking to honor John and the family in a number of ways. What a neat family all around. Yeah, I'd meet people and I'd be like, wait, you're related to John Oslin? It's all these cool people are related to John Oslin.
Yeah, well, Christy.
And Christy, of course. Yeah,
yeah, we're looking so forward to hosting you and your family at Rodeo Billings next weekend. I just think it's going to be wonderful for you. If you need anything, you just let me know, and we're there for you, and we want you to have a great experience.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm sure I'll be crying the whole time. But you know,
we'll
what?
Be crying with you. Trust me.
Yes, but I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you. I'm going to be there Thursday for sure. So
wonderful.
Well, Christy, you keep us posted the next time you're singing the national anthem at an event, because it's always incredible. But it'll be even more special this next time around. Thank you for your patriotism and love for this country, and our best to not just to you, but to the whole family out there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Christy. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, Becky, about a minute to go here. What else do you want to tell folks across Montana before we talk baseball with our guests coming in next?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we're talking about being courageous and public office and making decisions and everything. There's a quote by Winston Churchill that I love, too, and it says, "You have enemies? Good. It means you stood for something at one point in your life." And isn't that the truth? Like, if everybody loves you and, oh, they're so wonderful, it's probably someone who's not making any waves for any good purpose. So if all you're doing is out there just trying to win a popularity contest every day, there's not a lot of substance there. But for people like John and others who are in public service who have to make those tough decisions under a lot of public scrutiny, they've got courage. And it's okay to have a few enemies if you're making those decisions based on what you believe
is
truly
right. Yeah.
Is right.
See, I'm thinking of Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own. There's no, because we're talking baseball soon. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying about rain at a rodeo. If it happens, it may not even rain anyway.
It might be absolutely
crying
beautiful.
About rain at a rodeo.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
It had been over 5 months since William Byron tasted victory, but the driver of the number 24 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet got back into victory lane on Sunday.
Off turn four comes William Byron. Does he have enough? You betcha he does! William Byron, so close!
That was courtesy of USA Network as Byron won the Iowa Corn 350 at Iowa Speedway. It was Byron's second win of the Cup Series season and his first since the Daytona 500 in February. Chase Briscoe, Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, and Ryan Preece rounded out the top five. The Cup Series now makes a trip to Watkins Glen International on Sunday for the Go Bowling at the Glen with just three races remaining in the regular season. Shane Van Gisbergen will be looking for his fourth consecutive road course victory, a feat that has only been accomplished three times. Though Chris Buescher is a defending winner at the track. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, I got really excited a couple of days ago. I was going to the parking garage and then walking a little bit in downtown Billings, and I saw the Missoula Mavericks, their team baseball bus, right down parked in front of the Doubletree Hotel. Of course, our Montana Talk studios here at the top of floor of the Doubletree Hotel in downtown Billings. And so I had to send a photo over to our producer, Caden Bjornstad. But Caden, we didn't do a mic check yet. I think your mic's working.
Yeah, it should be.
Hey, there we go. Well, Caden, you've been doing some great coverage of baseball all season long for us on our Montana Talks website. And you got some great guests coming up for us here right now as well.
Yeah, so with us today are some very special people from the American Legion. We got Bob Swede, the Northwest Regional Tournament Director. He's the one in charge of all the events going on here today in Billings. We got Jeremy Olson. He's the Assistant Commissioner of Montana Alberta Legion Baseball. That's going to be all the stuff we deal with here in Montana. And then, of course, Chris Stratton from the Missoula Prep Sports Network. He's the voice of the Missoula Mavericks. He's been live streaming the games on video for us, too, which is something we don't always get here in Montana. So great to have him in as well. Thanks for him for being down here. And, yeah, we got great baseball going on. This weekend is when it really starts heating up as we head into the championship.
Yeah, Bob Seide is out of, not Gillette, Wisconsin, but he is the Northwest Regional Tournament Director. So, Bob, they just had, Caden wrote about it for our website, they just had the big tournament up in Alberta because we're kind of this Montana-Alberta region, right? And so they just had the big state tournament up in the province of Alberta, maybe the 51st state. No, I'm joking. So this is the big regional tournament. Tell us about the regional tournament underway in Billings right now.
So the Northwest Regional picks up 7 state champions from Alaska, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Colorado. And then we get the host team. This year was the Billings Scarlets. So they all come in, play this double elimination tournament, and the winner goes to the American Legion World Series in Shelby, North Carolina. And those games are on ESPN. So a little bit more notoriety for the kids as they go along in the tournament. And we're excited to have these guys.
Yeah, and let's go to Chris Stratton next here with the Missoula Prep Sports Network. So you are the sportscaster calling these games. You've also been following the Missoula Mavericks here all season long. They're still in the running right now. Caden was telling me the Scarlets, had a loss, but the Missoula team's still in the running.
Yeah, you know, the Mavericks are playing great right now. They're going in and playing phenomenal baseball. And, you know, the Redside Baseball Scarlets, they are the reigning champions of the Northwest as they represented in Shelby last year. 62 years since a Billings team went to the World Series, and the Scarlets got to do it last year. But, the Mavericks are playing phenomenal baseball, and when you get to this portion of the tournament, it's all about what you have for pitching, and we've got some great teams that still have some pitching left.
Yeah, well, so what's still left in the tournament, and how can folks go watch it?
So you can go to MPSN406.com. That's the Missoula Prep Sports Network's website. And under streaming, it's got the Northwest Regional Tournament on there. And we have all those games video streamed there. And, you know, we've got 3 great games coming up today. Missoula and Oregon starting out at 12:30. We've got... just draw a blank, Jeremy.
Yep, it should be Colorado.
Colorado.
Game 2 against...
Oregon.
Nope, that was game one.
Game one.
Game two.
Colorado and Washington. Sorry, it's been a long 2 weeks as I streamed the state tournament. We were in Medicine Hat last week. I got home to Missoula, did laundry, jumped back in the car, and drove over here. So everything's kind of blending together for me. And then our undefeated game tonight is 2 great teams, Gillette, Wyoming, and... Idaho Falls. And Idaho Falls, you know, they've been on a run the last few years representing the Northwest in Shelby, and they play phenomenal baseball. I would encourage whoever is listening that's in the Billings area, get out to Dealer Park. It is going to be some great baseball today.
It's a beautiful ball field, too. What a great backdrop there. Always a ton of fun. Let's see. I want to get Caden in on this as well here because he's been doing some great coverage. But the cool thing is Caden not only is our producer here for Montana Talks, but he has been umpiring a lot of baseball games. And so I want to thank him and all of those who referee, who umpire, because I know we're just in such great need for people who do that. Back to Jeremy Olson now, who is the assistant commissioner of Montana/Alberta Legion Baseball. You're out of Belgrade,
correct.
I understand it. Yeah, so thanks for making the trip over here. I guess, what do you want to tell folks across Montana? Because me, as a military veteran, I think about how it was our military veterans that formed the American Legion after World War I that then wanted to give back to their communities and build their communities, and that's where Legion Baseball came from. It's about community.
Right. You know, and I think this is a great year for that. It's the 100th year anniversary of the American Legion. It started in 1925 in Milbank, South Dakota, and there's been a big push to get that 100-year celebration out this year. And we've been playing some pretty cool videos at the ballpark between games, just celebrating, recognizing that. And we had a great color guard presentation for our opening ceremonies on Wednesday night. It's a quality program that's run throughout Montana and Alberta. I would like to say it's the Billings Royals that is the host team this year. We've been giving credit to the Scarlets. That was last year. So don't want those guys to feel slighted in any way. But
Caden was probably chomping at the bit.
Well,
his brother played for Skyview, so he's like, hey.
Here in Billings, you know, you got red side, you got blue side. So you want to make sure that you get it right when you're here in Billings because there's a lot of love between red side, blue side. Our producer probably can
I already have them chop my head off for enough. I don't need them.
I saw people lining up with pitchforks outside, so I wanted us to get them safe and back to the tournament.
Banging on the studio doors right now. Yeah, well, Caden, jump in here. Play some of the inside baseball for us, because we've been seeing it, you know, up close and personal.
Well, first off, I want to come back to you, Mr. Olson. Montana, Alberta, we're I believe, the only American Legion district that has Canada included. Can you go into a little bit of the details about why that is and how that came to be?
You know, I guess I can't speak to the details as to why, but Chris, I think, can probably cover that a little bit better. Chris, go ahead.
I can. So in 1981, the Canadian teams came in, petitioned to be part of the league. Montana teams, and it's kind of funny, Ron Edwards, the commissioner of Montana Alberta Baseball, he tells the story as he hears it, but in 81, the teams came in, and the Montana coaches voted them in, said, hey, we got these hockey players who are going to come play baseball. We're going to be able to, you know, pad our conference stats and look really good. Well, Lethbridge comes in 81 and wins the state championship. 83, Lethbridge comes back and wins the state championship. And in 84, the coaches go, who invited these Canadians in to play baseball with us?
Who picked a fight with hockey players?
Yeah, And so the commissioner at the time, he says, you guys did. It's quality baseball. You're stuck with them. And since then, we've had the Canadian teams. You know, we have at the AA level, we have Lethbridge and Medicine Hat. Medicine Hat was the where the state tournament was this year. Next year, Lethbridge will have the state tournament. And, you know, we've got at the A level, we've got several teams that play out of Canada as well. And it's just quality baseball. And really the sad thing about it was during COVID, we didn't have those teams coming in and playing with us, and there was a loss in the baseball community in Montana, Alberta baseball, because we didn't have Lethbridge and Medisat coming in playing in our state tournaments at that time.
I'm pulling up the map here because, you know, as a Highline kid, you know the names Medicine Hat, you know the names, you know, Regina, because, it's just north that way. So Medicine Hat is basically roughly north, straight north of Haver and Chester, kind of basically straight north of Chester, Montana. And he grew up in Weibo, but then lived in Missoula. So, I mean, Lethbridge to Regina is probably like from Missoula to Weibo, maybe, if you have to make that trip at all.
But, yeah.
Let's see. What's it been like with, because we talked with Caden back when, you know, high school baseball got up and running. This was kind of the biggest year now for high school baseball. And a lot of people were wondering, well, wait a minute, how is that going to impact Legion baseball? Anybody want to jump in on that one?
Yeah, you know, I think high school baseball certainly does impact because it takes away the front half of the Legion season. These Legion coaches aren't getting their players until the high school season's over. I have seen and talked with people that you know, I've maybe seen a trend of more kids playing now with the high school baseball opportunity. I have also seen some kids maybe stepping out of Legion because they got their baseball fix in the high school season. So, yet to be determined, but you're right, this year we had more AA schools come in. Billings came in. Missoula came in. So there was eight or nine AA schools participating in high school baseball this year. So it does seem to be on the uptick, and I see maybe a AA conference realignment coming in years to come, maybe this year, to try and get that schedule a little bit more worked out so you're not pitting AA teams against Class C baseball. But certainly, I think more kids are playing baseball as a result of it, whether it's in a Legion program or not. Yet to be determined.
All right. Well, I'm hearing the music. We got to take a quick break here on Montana Talks. Gentlemen, can you stick around for a few more minutes? All right, perfect. We'll let Caden take it from here with some more inside baseball questions with American Legion Baseball in the house. I'm also interested, who are some of the standout players? Who are some of the standout kids that you're seeing, Montana kids or kids from elsewhere in the country that are here right now?
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Fox News commentary.
A Democrat rep from Illinois seemingly pledged her loyalty to Guatemala. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you, too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Her bio claims she represents Illinois, but while speaking in Mexico City, Rep. Ramirez said in Spanish that she's Guatemalan before she's American. She attempted to defend herself in a statement, calling her critics small-minded and fragile. You know, there are millions of people from around the world that would die to come here the right way and become Americans with pride and patriotism. Ramirez also sits on the House Committee on Homeland Security, but pledged allegiance to a foreign nation, which seems problematic. In the past, she's accused the USA of prioritizing imperialism, militarization, conquest, and control. It sure sounds like she doesn't have many good things to say about our great nation. Her husband is also a dreamer who came here illegally. So perhaps, and I'm just spitballing here, they should both exit stage left. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman, with a mix of clouds and sun and a chance for some scattered showers and storms yet today. High temperature readings will range from around 71 in Bozeman to the upper 70s in Billings. For tonight, partly cloudy skies expected. Temperatures head back in the mid-40s in Bozeman, mid-50s in Billings. There was sunshine Saturday, mid-70s in Bozeman, 83 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This was a stunning admission by legislative Democrats here in Montana in a leaked memo that we have now obtained and are featuring for you on our Montana Talks website right now. The Montana Democrats basically admitted that they rely heavily on foreign donors to fund their ballot initiative campaigns. Now, foreigners cannot donate to most campaigns. It's illegal. Check out that full
Denna. Visit 5starroofingservices.com to book your roof restoration consult today. Future-proof your building and your business.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back to Montana Talks. This is producer Caden in with Aaron today. We also have some great guests. We got Chris Stratton from the Missoula Prep Sports Network, Jeremy Olson, the assistant commissioner of Montana Alberta Legion Baseball, and Bob Seed. Bob. I'm so sorry.
We didn't confirm if he's Swedish or not yet, though. But
So Bob, coming to you. Of course, we got seven teams traveling in for this tournament. How big of a resource? You know, how much resources go into making sure that all of those teams travel not only safely but also efficiently and, you know, without a bunch of costs going to the players and the family themselves?
Yeah, that's the one good thing about American Legion Baseball. National American Legion spends a lot of money to run these tournaments. So they pick up the cost of travel, the hotel stays. They give them a little bit of a stipend for meal money. I would venture to guess that baseball is probably one of the most costly programs that the American Legion runs. Just here in the Northwest, we've got three teams flying in. Normally we have five or six, but this year we worked out. But just the airfare to get them here and the logistics to get them back home if they don't win, it's a massive undertaking for the Legion. Last I heard was they spent almost $200,000 on just the regionals. And then you add on the World Series cost of that, so it's got to be close to $1 million.
Yeah, and of course, baseball, one of the few sports that rain actually has a big effect on, you know, basketball is inside, football, they don't care about the weather. So how do you set up the contingency plans for a big event like this where you have to stay on schedule, but you may have weather? I know Wednesday we had a small rain delay in the Royals game that night. How do you plan for those sort of things?
So when I come out and do the site survey in April of the first year they host, that's one of the things we talk through, you know, saying if I got a whole day of rain out like we had last year. We got that monsoon came through on Tuesday, totally wiped out dealer for Wednesday. So Jeff Ballard, who is the local committee host, said we could use Pertz Field. So we do a walkthrough at Pertz. We go through all contingencies. You know, do we have a locker room for the umpires? Do we have enough seating for fans? If media comes in, where are they going to go? So it's a detailed plan that you go through, and you hope you don't have to use it, but at least you got something to fall back on. And then you just communicate that out to the teams. You know, last year we did a fly-by-night thing. That storm came up quick. We had to move our banquet from dealer to the hotel. We made the call, I think it was Tuesday night, right, Jeremy, that we were going to use the Pertz.
Yeah, we played all four games over at Pertz on Wednesday.
Right. So you just communicate that out, make sure the umpires know, the teams know. Unfortunately, we lost the color guard last year from post four because they couldn't make it over there. But, yeah, so you plan for that. Hope you don't have to use it.
And then coming back to Jeremy and Chris, you know, this isn't the first time the Missoula Mavericks have had a shot at making it to the World Series in 2017. They lost in the championship, and it was a pretty close game, if I'm remembering correctly. How does that change, you know, a team's thought process when they've been there and haven't made it to the end goal yet?
Well, you know, the great thing about the Mavericks is they've got a phenomenal coach, Brent Hathaway. 33 seasons at the helm of the Mavericks. Longest tenured double-A coach in Montana, Alberta baseball, and he's been there before. And so he just knows how to set the guys up, knows how to prepare them, and just has a game plan for every contingency. And his assistant coaches, Brian Mosier and James Martin, the three of them get together, and it's really cool to listen to them go through these contingencies and talk about, okay, this arm was thrown on the first day. We might see this arm on the next day. We've got these hitters coming up. You know, who's going to be, you know, how are we going to go against those hitters? And you know, Hathaway, just a huge baseball mind. He's probably forgotten about more baseball than I will ever know. And, he just knows how to game plan for the situation. In 2017, one out away from going to the World Series against a very stacked Lewis and Clark team.
Before we run out of time, gentlemen, and Caden, thank you so much for putting this on. How can people watch in person or online?
Dealer Park is in person, online, mpsn406.com.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. This was great.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.